Ukraine security issue.
A 15-year-old girl died as a result of Russian missile strike in the town of Pervomaysk, Kharkiv region, according to town mayor Mykola Bashkiev. He confirmed that two residential buildings were completely destroyed. Due to the emergency, water supplies have been temporarily suspended in some locations in downtown Pervomaysk. The State Security Service, SBU, have reported that another torture chamber has been uncovered in the liberated village of Lipci in the Kharkiv region. According to the SBU, the torture chamber was organized in the building of the police station used by the occupying forces, so-called People's Police Service of the Luhansk People's Republic. Russian terrorists detained and tortured local civilians who refused to cooperate with the occupiers. After severe torture, the invaders deported detainees to the territory of the Russian Federation. The SBU claims that photo evidence and testimony will be forwarded to the International Tribunal in The Hague. Will Russia be held accountable for its crimes committed in Ukraine? As of September 16, Russia ceased to be a party to the European Convention on Human Rights and Fundamental Freedoms. Margarita Sakarenko, commissioner for the European Court of Human Rights in Ukraine, commented in the televised interview that Russian crimes in Ukraine fall under the jurisdiction of the European Court. 23 countries have expressed the will to revise the case in court, said Margarita Sakarenko.
Ці вбивства, катування, тортури, які нам стали відомі після деокупації захоплених територій.
The murders, torture and torment that became known to us after the liberation of occupied territories were undocumented till the 16th of September. Currently we are collecting evidence. On our part, we as state are gathering information to supplement the lawsuit that's already in place. We've received 23 requests to join the proceedings concerning the full-scale invasion. We are waiting for the decision of two countries, the UK and Iceland. They have asked for more time for consideration in order to complete all internal procedures before informing the European Court about their decision to join in the proceedings on our lawsuit. Volodymyr Zelensky said that Putin wants to scare the whole world with threats of deploying nuclear weapons in Ukraine. In an interview with CBS News, he said that these are the first steps of his nuclear blackmail. I don't think that he is bluffing. I think the world is deterring it and containing this threat. We need to keep putting pressure on him and not allow him to continue, said President Zelensky. As we have reported earlier, on the 21st of September, Vladimir Putin announced partial mobilization in Russia, supported the pseudo-referendums on occupied Ukrainian territories joining Russia, and threatened using nuclear weapons in the event the Russian Federation was attacked. According to the expert, Putin is hinting not only at the possibility of nuclear weapon strike, but at the possible shelling of the Rivne and Khmelnytsky nuclear power plants. In such an event, radioactive fallout would spread across Europe. Roman Svitan stressed that Western leaders are capable of deterring these threats, the first step being to take the mentioned power stations under NATO nuclear umbrella.
Южноукраїнська, Ровенська, Хмельницька атомні станції, вони здійснюють під ударом, а там дійсно циркуляція така, якщо, допустимо, Ровенська, Хмельницька підривається.
Putin is keeping the Pivdeno-Ukrainska, Rivne and Khmelnytskyi nuclear power plants under fire. Their circulation there is such that in the event of the explosion, radioactive dust would spread across Europe. Practically, this is a threat to European countries, not of a direct nuclear strike, but of strikes on nuclear stations. So, if NATO and European generals heard this, they should be taking these stations under their umbrella. Such threats from a president of a nuclear state should not be ignored. Russia is using mobilization as means of killing indigenous peoples of the occupied Crimea as well as the Caucasus, Siberia and other territories, said Volodymyr Zelensky in his video address. According to him, the situation in occupied Crimea is catastrophic. The majority of mobilization notices are meant for Crimean Tatars. This is another element of Russia's genocidal policy and another reason for the world's harsh and immediate response, the president stated.
Катастрофічна ситуація в окупованому Криму повністю підтверджується інформація щодо кримських.
The situation in occupied Crimea is catastrophic. The information about the Crimean Tatar people is fully confirmed. Most of the mobilization letters are given there specifically to the Kremlar. This is another element of Russia's policy of genocide, another reason for the immediate and tough reaction of the whole world. The same is happening on the territory of Russia itself. This is a deliberate imperial policy. This is a blow to the peoples of, for example, Dagestan and other Caucasus, to the indigenous peoples of Siberia and other territories. As we have reported earlier, on the 21st of September, Vladimir Putin announced partial mobilization in Russia. 300,000 reservists are to be called up to Ukraine. In some cities, people have joined street protests with police suppressing the meetings. On Sunday, residents of Dagestan blocked one of the highways. Clashes with police were reported. Head of Ukraine's Ministry of Foreign Affairs Dmytro Kuleba has called on the international companies still operating in Russia to immediately leave the aggressor state. He wrote a post on his official Facebook page and on Twitter. Putin's mobilization also directly affects international businesses which remain working in Russia. They are now obliged by law to assist authorities in drafting their employees. The choice is either to become accomplices in Putin's barbaric war or immediately pull out of Russia, reads Dmytro Kuleba's post. Russian occupiers are preparing for massive cyber attacks targeting Ukrainian critical infrastructure facilities and those of its neighbors, reports the Chief Intelligence Directorate of the Ministry of Defense of Ukraine. This will allow the enemy to try to increase the effect of missile strikes on electricity supply facilities, primarily in the eastern and the southern regions of Ukraine. This way, the Russians will try to slow down the counter-offensive of the Ukrainian defenders, reads the report. Moreover, the minister said that the plans to increase the intensity of those attacks on the critical infrastructure of Ukraine's closest allies, primarily Poland and the Baltic states. Ukraine is to receive NASAMS air defense systems from the USA, President Zelensky said in his interview with the CBS News, noting that it's not even nearly enough to cover the civilian infrastructure, schools, hospitals, universities, homes of Ukrainians. Volodymyr Zelensky expressed gratitude to the US President Joe Biden and the US Congress for the aid provided. NASAMS systems are designed as short to mid-range defense against missiles, aircraft, and other aerial targets. They are used for the protection of strategic facilities in the USA, such as the White House. In August, the US Ministry of Defense ordered 6 NASAMS systems for Ukraine. Approximately 80% of Ukrainians consider the current success of the Ukrainian army to be the result of joint efforts by Ukraine and its Western partners. 73% of Ukrainians believe that the West continues to support Ukraine and expects the war to end on terms acceptable to Ukraine, according to the results of the phone survey conducted by the Kyiv International Sociology Institute. 2,002 respondents over 18 years of age living in all regions of Ukraine except for Crimea and occupied areas of Donetsk and Luhansk oblasts were interviewed. The margin of error of the samples would not exceed 2.4%.